email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
The best thing I've seen in a long time. A knitted 3D map of Ireland. It's a huge thing. It's a huge thing. It's about 4 metres by 5 metres. And it's the work of a group of knitters, knitters of the Round Table from Carnew in County Wicklow. And you can see it in the Carnew Community Centre. And Liz Butler is one of the knitters of the Round Table and she's on the line. Hello, Liz.
Hello. Hi, Ray.
It's spectacular, Liz.
Isn't it?
Isn't it spectacular?
I concur. We're delighted with it. Yes, absolutely delighted with it.
Yeah. I can't. I have to go down and see it in the flesh, so to speak.
Oh, absolutely. We'd love to make a cup of tea for you.
Lovely, lovely. Now, we won't be doing it justice because it is radio, but let's do our best. Let's start with the backstory first. So whose idea was it and when did they have it?
Well, 2019 we started it, and it's pretty much from conception all the way through to what you see today, a collective effort from a group of about 18 ladies.
Right.
So we all kind of pitch our ideas. There's no one hierarchy in the group.
Right.
And we came up with the map. We thought, conceptually, I suppose it was the pop-up tourist map.
Yes.
That you would see around, and we kind of looked at that and we thought we could run with that. We could do something with this, with wool.
Yeah. It's go off and knit a map of Ireland. A big one now. A big one. Yes.
And
you've all
we're all a little bit mad. Like,
yes,
you know,
but that helps, doesn't it? And we need a bit of madness. We need more madness, more silliness in the world. Just to distract us from the real stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, so you had to have a strategy, a plan. What was that?
We did. Well, we're a group of about eight, as I said, all ladies. Yeah. And we did need, from a previous project that we had done, we had learned a couple of things, a couple of curveballs. So we knew it had to be lightweight, that we, the ladies, would have to move it around. So we came up with an idea that if we made it like a puzzle, it had to be lightweight. So we used insulation board that you'd find in the house.
Yeah.
And we couldn't put all of the counties on it. We kind of knew that. So we done the four provinces.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And we're blessed in this country with monuments and round towers and
we're
castles.
Spoiled for choice.
Yes. Yes. So it's a long list. And obviously the same as you couldn't include all the counties, you couldn't include all the monuments and the landmarks. So how did you decide what you were going to knit?
Yeah, well, it was basically everyone brought their ideas to the table and then we whittled it down.
Yeah.
To what was achievable for the piece.
Very democratic.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we are, very much so.
Yeah. What did you knit?
I myself didn't knit. I don't like knitting. I do knit, but I don't like it. but I do felt and I do other crafts.
Aha, right.
Yeah.
So
everyone, like... you can have anything from complex pieces on that map to just a knitted square to felting. But everyone was...
What was the most difficult?
Around the table working together and there was no requirement for expertise in anything.
What was the most difficult landmark or monument to create?
I think the whole thing was difficult, Rick.
I'm just looking at it. You've a bit of the Titanic.
We had no roadmap.
Yeah.
We had, it was all, and there's no patterns.
Of course
so
not.
The ladies
yes.
that didn't knit the bigger pieces came up with the forms and came up with the plan. And they were highly critical of themselves, I have to say. But we got it there in the end.
Like there's the Harlan and Wolf. The shipbuilding yard there in Belfast. I see wind turbines. They're there. My favourite, because I have an affinity to it, is the Hook Lighthouse. Did a great job on that.
Yes.
And the little bridge from the Japanese Gardens, did I spot that as well? Is that in it?
Yes, the Japanese Garden. Yeah, that's in Leinster, of course.
Yeah,
and,
Kildare Town.
The Dublin
Zoo. Dublin Zoo is there. Yes, which gets a bigger, obviously, because you have giraffes and elephants and all sorts of things there. The Burren makes it in.
Yes, the Burren makes it in.
Yeah.
And we have St. Kevin's Tower in Wicklow, and we have a little nod to Carnew, where our great Carnew Community Care Centre is.
Yes, yeah. You have Kirkpatrick there as well.
Yeah.
Does Ben Bulbin make it?
No, Ben Bulbin didn't make it.
Yeah.
No.
No, right.
No, unfortunately, we were limited to space. We wouldn't have a room big enough to put it in.
Yeah. And what was the end game? What was the, you know, like, okay, let's lay the map of Ireland, but what were you going to do with it when you had it finished?
Well, we had no idea.
Right.
we had no idea. Yeah. We got there. We wanted to get there to the finish line, and we're hoping that we can find a home. And I have to say that Wicklow Tourism Board is trying to help us out in that.
Yeah.
We would love for it to go somewhere.
We were thinking about a permanent home. Yeah, there's that Epic place. You know, Epic, it's on the quays there near the Point Theatre. That's one. And then we were thinking about the little what's it called? The Little Museum of Dublin. But I think the nature of this is it's so it needs a room of its own, doesn't it?
It needs, yeah. It's quite an extensive project.
Yeah.
It would need space. And we're very much aware of that. And we're going to try our best. And hopefully it will come to fruition that we get a
home
space for it.
Yes.
It would be a shame to put it into a box.
It would.
I think it has to be seen.
It has to be seen because it's brought, and we've only seen the pictures of it. It has brought so much joy into our little office here.
Yes.
On a sort of a rainy Tuesday afternoon, everybody.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, no, it's just beautiful and it's brilliant and it's amazing, and hearing the story behind it makes it even more amazing. You must be very proud.
Oh, we are very proud of it. Actually, yeah, we are. Yeah, because it was a pre and post COVID work.
Yeah.
And just to the tenacity of this group of women. To stay at it, go back to it, finish it. And we had to. We lost a few friends over the period of it, but we had to finish it. We just had to finish it.
And is their work? Is their work featured in it?
I'm
Liz,
sorry.
Is their work featured in it? The people you've lost over the
years.
Oh
yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Oh yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now we've spoken to Siobhan in the National Museum of Ireland a few times. They've done the GAA exhibits there, and I think currently the Harry Clark exhibition is on there, the stained glass exhibition. I'm wondering, is it something that they would like to get their hands on? What I love about this is, you know, the fact that. There were no patterns. Yeah, you were doing it from scratch. It all came out of your heads, you know, and that gives it this lovely energy, and it's a bit all over the place, but wonderfully so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like the Giant's Causeway, for instance, trying to figure out how to do that, and we came up with Smarty boxes,
right,
for the farm.
Yeah, for
the Giant's Causeway.
Because are they hexagonal?
Yes, hexagonal.
Yes. Yeah. There you go. Brilliant. You see, and that moment, I'd say, that must have been wonderful when somebody said, a Smarty box. Genius. Yes, genius.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
All those light bulb moments.
That kind of madness goes around the table a lot.
So it's not available for the public at the moment.
Oh, it is. It's still very much on view, thanks to Carnew Community Care.
Okay, so Carnew Community Care, if you're passing by... people might be going down to British Bay or Wexford or someplace like that, and they might be passing by and they might drop in.
Absolutely, drop in Monday through Friday, 10 to 4. Or if you want to call the centre, they'll arrange a weekend viewing for you.
All right, brilliant. Well, listen, Liz, will you pass on our congratulations to all the knitters of the round table?
Absolutely, they're all listening in. Yeah, Hello, ladies.
So there you go, a knitted 3D map of Ireland. The first of its kind, the only of its kind, we think.
Yes, I believe so. Yeah. We'll claim it anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
Liz, lovely talking to you. Mind yourself. See you too, Ray.
And thank you so much for giving us the exposure. Thank you. Appreciate it.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.